From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Indianola, Iowa, Saturday, seven Democrats seeking their party's presidential nomination did some high cholesterol campaigning. They attended Senator Tom Harkin's annual steak fry. Like New Hampshire's presidential primary, the Iowa caucuses figure early in the presidential nominating season. And when the candidates turn to Iowa, we typically turn to David Yepsen, columnist for the Des Moines Register. Good to talk with you once again.
Good to be with you.
What's the buzz in Iowa?
The buzz in Iowa is Howard Dean. He did very well at the steak fry, and he's doing very well as a candidate in the presidential campaign.
What is the theme or issue that that Governor Dean is using that gets him some support there?
Well, his support against the Iraq War got him launched, and he has since done a very successful job of capitalizing on anti-Washington sentiments, on giving voice to the anger that a lot of Democrats have about the Bush administration. And I think he's doing other things that are innovative. His work on the Internet, he's mobilizing campaign volunteers to do community service projects. Howard Dean has come a long way, and he's leaving the other candidates in the dust.
Does that include Dick Gephardt, a former House Minority Leader from Missouri, nearby the man considered at least closest to Iowa in this field?
Yes, it does. Dick Gephardt led in the early polls in January. The latest polls that are out now show him in second place. So Dick Gephardt has got problems in Iowa. There's no question about it.
Any signs of support for two other New Englanders there, John Kerry or Joe Lieberman?
No, there's very little support here for Senator Lieberman. He's only paying casual attention to the state. I think his people feel that his views are too centrist or hawkish for Iowa's liberal Democratic caucus goers. Senator Kerry has been a bit of a disappointment, Robert. To his people, I mean, he didn't spend much time here. His message has been unclear. I think Senator Kerry is having a lot of problems in his campaign, and certainly he has them here.
Let's round out the field. What do you hear about either Senator Graham, Reverend Sharpton, former Senator Carol Moseley Braun, or Congressman Kucinich?
Well, Sharpton and Moseley Braun do not spend much time here. They don't have a very large presence at all. Senator Graham from Florida has spent a considerable amount of time here, but he's had difficulty connecting with voters. He got in the race late. I think his heart trouble has scared off some caucus goers. I see very little movement for him in the polls. Dennis Kucinich has spent a lot of time here. He's got a message that a lot of Democrats like to hear, but I don't think they see him as presidential caliber material.
I'm curious. There's a contradiction in some national polling that I want to hear from you about in Iowa, and that is more people seem to say that they would be willing to vote for a Democrat. That is, more people suggest there would be a close race than Democrats seem to think it possible that they could conceivably win the election of 2004. Do Democrats in Iowa think they're nominating a winner who's going to unseat George Bush, or do they assume that this is going to be a pretty easy re-election for the president?
Well, it's interesting. I think Democrats in Iowa are feeling much better about their prospects. Certainly in this state, they've done well. The Republicans have not carried Iowa in a presidential election since 1984. But the polling here in Iowa would indicate Democrats are feeling better.
And yet President Bush still shows very strong support when polls ask Americans, do you generally approve of the way the president's doing? Not specifically about Iraq, but in general. In Iowa?
Yeah, I think most Americans right now are supportive of their president, but on election day, it's George Bush versus another Democratic candidate yet to be named, and I think the polling will change considerably then.
And we are said to be awaiting the entry of yet another candidate into the Democratic field, retired General Wesley Clark. Does he turn up at all in discussions of the race in Iowa?
Only a very little. He's not been here much. He is scheduled to be here on Friday, and we have been told by the general that he may have something to say prior to his arrival. So I think it's of note that General Clark has a speech scheduled in Iowa City, Iowa on September 19th.
Columnist David Yepsen of the Des Moines Register, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.